today on Jeff's Podcast.
Welcome today to the podcast. I want to use today as a topic the phrase, the submerged leader. The submerged leader. I started making some notes for a book that I had intended to write last year, and I hadn't gotten around to writing that book. Don't even know if I'll get around to writing the book, but I wanted to share some of these leadership principles with you. Now, if you're not a leader in terms of your definition of a leader, let me just remind you that no matter where you are in your life, in your career, you can be a leader. One of my favorite books is by John Maxwell. It's entitled The 360 Degree Leader, meaning no matter where you are in an organization, you can lead. You can lead up, you can lead down, and you can lead horizontally. Those who are around you, you can rise as a leader. And I've always kind of operated by that principle. So leadership principles are applicable to anyone, and they're certainly applicable in the church, and they're applicable in your life. So I just want to dive into some of this and give you a little bit of the word today, just to give you an encouraging message, okay? So I wrote down some things, and I started with, in over 20 years of leadership experience, what are some lessons that I have learned? I've learned a lot of lessons in the last 20, 30 years, most of it the hard way, all right? I'll go ahead and admit that right up front. I'm not afraid to admit that, but I just kind of took a journey through my life. It took me a lot of time to put this list together, but I want to share it with you because these are things that come from my personal experience, good and bad, and I just want to go down through some of these things with you and talk to you about what it means to me to be a submerged leader. Okay, I know that sounds like a great book. Maybe I'll get around to writing it someday. I've got other priorities on the plate right now. All right, number one, naivety and anxiety. I can't read my own handwriting. Naivety will teach you some of your most valuable lessons. I'm not going to expound on these. I would get stuck. Okay, number two, assuming everyone understands you will almost always lead to disappointment. I bet you can identify with that one, can't you? Number three, listen beyond words before you respond. Number four, not everyone wants you to succeed. We've talked a little bit about that in past podcasts. Number five, when you speak, do so is as if what you say is being recorded. Since I messed it up, I'm going to say it again. When you speak, do so as if everything you say is being recorded, because in this day and age, it probably is. Number six, never respond to a negative person in writing if you can help it. I learned that lesson the hard way. Number seven, sleep on every reaction. Sleep on every reaction because your first reaction is almost always the wrong one. Again, these are just things that as I thought back over my life and leadership, lessons that I learned, most of them the hard way. Number eight, humility is your best defense against opposition because people don't expect it. They expect you to fight back. Number nine, assume there is no plan B. Number 10, don't hide your scars. If I spend time talking about any of these, that's probably the one I spend the most time talking about, is don't hide your scars. Your scars are, I said I wasn't going to expound, but I am on this one. Your scars are the signs of your healing. They say that you fight back and you win your battles. And they leave a story to tell. Your scars are most valuable when they're visible. Number 11, and I can't take credit for what I'm about to say. I'll give credit to whom credit is due. John Maxwell always says, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. I wrote this down. Influence is the currency of leadership. Influence is the currency of leadership. What happens when you don't have currency? You can't engage in transaction. Okay? Number 12, you can be a manager without being a leader, but you cannot be a leader without being a manager. Let that sink in for just a moment, all right? Number 13, presentation matters. People are looking. Number 14, measure loyalty carefully. That's probably one that all of us have learned the hard way. Number 15, when people are listening, you better have something to say. You have a small window of opportunity when you have an audience and a platform to say something meaningful. So when people are listening, you better have something to say. Number 16, humility is not the same as weakness. Okay? Humility is not the same as weakness. Number 17, never be the smartest person in the room. Always have someone around you that you can learn and glean from. Number 18, when you start believing that your ideas are the best ones, you have stopped believing in your people or your team or those that are around you. When you start believing your ideas are the best ones, you have stopped believing in your people and your team. Number 19, every team has an off season. This is important too. This is especially important to me when I was a pastor. I always had a team around me of people who could do things that I couldn't do, and I had to understand that every team has an off season. Number 20, the deeper your struggle, the greater your impact. Maybe you need to hear that right now because you're struggling and you don't know why. Maybe you're struggling just because of the events over which you have no control. I want to encourage you that that struggle is not wasted. The deeper your struggle, the greater your impact is going to be. All right? And two more. Number 21, people are shallow. Listen, people are shallow. They don't realize that what they see on the surface is not all there is to you. People don't realize that what they see on the surface is not all there is to you. And you get to decide what people see in you. Number 22, and finally, the deeper the water, the calmer the surface. And that's where I get to my title, The Submerged Leader. Every leader who was ever successful in doing something submerged themselves in it. You cannot be successful at something that you're only giving part of your attention to. You have to be submerged in what you have before you in order to be successful. When you know God's plan and purpose for your life, when you know where God's taking you, when you have a glimpse of your tomorrow, you have to submerge yourself in that in order to obtain it and to be successful. Leading with depth is what the submerged leader is all about. Leading with depth from lessons learned and experienced under the surface. There are things under the surface of the water that happen. The atmosphere is different under the surface. Think about this in terms of just physical terms for a moment. I know we were speaking metaphorically about leadership and being submerged and, you know, jumping in the deep end of the pool, so to speak. But let's talk about it in a physical sense for just a moment, okay? The surface of a body of water acts as a barrier or a line of demarcation or whatever you want to call it between two different atmospheres. The atmosphere above the water is one in which oxygen is readily available. It is what it is. It's dry. It's an atmosphere where we can survive. We can live. An atmosphere where the laws of gravity are prominent and prevalent. But when you go under the surface of the water, things are different. It's another atmosphere. You and I cannot survive underwater because we don't have the ability to extract the water, to extract the oxygen, rather, out of the water. Now, fish under the sea do. They have the ability. They are adapted for their environment. They were created for that environment to be able to pass the water through their gills and extract the oxygen in order to live. There are two different ecosystems at work, two different atmospheres at work. You and I were created to survive on one side of the surface of the sea, and the fish and those things that live in the sea were created by the Lord to survive and thrive in their environment on the underside of the surface of the sea. So can I just say to you that not everybody can survive, not everybody is built to be able to handle the pressure of leadership under the surface, okay? Leadership is not about what's above the surface. Leadership is about what's going on under the surface. And the deeper you go, the deeper you immerse yourself in a mission and vision, whatever your task, whatever your destiny is, whatever your dream is, the deeper you go into that, it's indicative that you have taken risks, you've given it your all, you have walked away from things that have hindered you, and you are all in. You are diving in the deep end. The deeper you go, the calmer the water will be. God uses deep places to transport you to places of influence and success. Think about that for a moment. God uses deep places to transport you to places of influence and success. Sounds kind of like what Jonah went through. Even though Jonah wanted to run the other way, he finally submitted to the Lord. He jumped into the sea, and God sent along a great fish that took him under the water in deep places and took him exactly where he needed to go. That's kind of a loose illustration of what I'm saying to you. The deeper you go, the higher the pressure. Because when you get under the surface of the water, the deeper you go, the pressure of the water becomes greater because of the law of gravity. So if you've ever scuba dived, you understand the rules of the pressure of the water, that you can only dive so far down without more expensive and more sophisticated equipment that can stand pressure, that can shield your body. If you go too far, then the pressure can literally crush a deep sea diver's body. Think about it in terms of a submarine. Depending on what kind of submarine it is and how it's constructed, can only go so deep in the water. And the deeper it goes, the more the pressure is on the hull of that submarine. If it goes below what it is created to go below, then the hull of the submarine is going to begin to be crushed. So the deeper you go into your dream, the deeper you go into your vision, the deeper you go in leadership, the more you submerge yourself, the greater the pressure becomes. Again, these are metaphors for leadership. There is pressure in leadership that people don't see on the surface. All right, I'm going to move on. I don't want to get stuck in any one area here. I want to share as much of this with you as I can. These are just kind of the notes that I wrote down in my study time. The deeper you go, the less visible the surface becomes. Now think about that for a moment. The deeper you go, the less visible the surface becomes. When you submerge yourself in something, it becomes less about what is on the surface and more about what's going on underneath. And the deeper you go into your mission, the deeper you go into your vision, the deeper you go into your plans and your dreams and your education and your preparations for what God is doing in and through you, the less important the surface issues become. And of course, when you are in leadership and you are submerging yourself and you're going deeper, You're only able to do that when you have surrounded yourself with people that can handle what's going on the surface. And therefore, as you put people in place around you that can do what you can't do and people that can handle what you don't need to handle, the deeper you go, the less important to you in your daily routine are the things going on the surface. Do you realize that a study of deep water, the study of the ocean, I don't know where this comes from. I did some study and found this. I forget where I found it, but it's a reputable source. I promise you that. Did you know that there are 20 million, it is believed, there are 20 million tons of gold in the sea on this earth? Think about that for a moment. You add up all of the bodies of water on the globe, it is believed that there are 20 million tons of gold in the sea. Let me put that in perspective for you. It's enough for every human being on the earth to have 9 pounds of gold. That's a lot of gold. That's worth a lot of money. Think about that. All of the wealth that is contained in deep water. I love that. I love that. It's powerful. The deepest part of the ocean is called, there's 5 different levels of the ocean. I'm not going to go through all of those. If I ever write the book, I will. But what's interesting to me, I've always been fascinated by oceans. I always love to get on cruise ships and go out in the middle of the ocean and that kind of thing. I love movies about submarines and all those kinds of things. The Titanic, the history of shipwrecks, that kind of stuff just fascinates me. I don't know why, but it does. And so it's just amazing to me that the deepest place in any ocean on the globe is called the Mariana Trench. It's more than 11,000 meters deep. That's almost 7 miles deep. Wow. Put that in a little bit more perspective. Mount Everest can fit in the Mariana Trench with almost 1 mile left. That's how deep the Mariana Trench is. Another point of reference is that New York City, the island of Manhattan, the borough of Manhattan, is twice as long from north to south as the Mariana Trench is deep. That's deep water. That's fascinating. That's the deepest part of the sea. Okay? So, and another interesting thing is that the ocean, according to scientists, is home to 95% of all life. Wow. 95% of all life is in the sea. Another fun fact is that the U.S., half of the U.S. exists below the ocean. Wow. That's crazy, isn't it? And I give you that stuff just because they're fascinating facts, but just let me tell you something. 95% of all life exists below the sea. Let me use that just to give you a little encouraging word that no matter where you are in your life, in your ministry, in your career, you have only scratched the surface. What you have seen with your eyes is only a fraction of what God can do for you. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the place that is prepared for us. Do you know that you only use a maximum of 10% of your brain? What would happen if we used more, 20, 30, 40% of our brain capacity? Of all that we are as human beings, of all of the things that we have accomplished as people of all the things that we have done in the body of Christ, of all the things God has blessed us with and for, we have only scratched the surface. And that's why, if you want to be a leader, you want to be successful, you have got to submerge yourself in what God has put in front of you. Submerge yourself and go as deep as you can go. There's so much good stuff here. Did you know that the biggest waves are beneath the surface? The biggest waves in the ocean are beneath the surface, are never seen on the surface because they're so deep. Sound travels 5 times faster underwater. Fish and other sea creatures have, many of them have a sonar built right into them. It's just amazing how God's creation works, isn't it? That sonar in them sends out vibrations, and then those vibrations come back, and the sound that they use underwater to find prey and to navigate, that sound travels 5 times faster underwater. Let me just go through a few things that are important about submerged leadership. All right? There is discovery in deep water. There is wisdom in deep water. There is pressure in deep water. There is treasure in deep water. There is loneliness in deep water. The old saying is that it's lonely at the top. Well, if you are talking in terms of that inverted paradigm of the depth of leadership, being a submerged leader, it's lonely in the deep. A submerged leader is open to new discoveries. A submerged leader has paid a price for the wisdom. A submerged leader is under intense pressure. A submerged leader has a heart to hear what others don't hear. There is so much to be gained by submerging yourself below the surface, below what people see, below what people know. There are things that God's doing in you right now that are below the surface that people don't see. And again, remember what I said, that most people are shallow and don't realize that what they see on the surface isn't what you're all about, isn't all that there is to you. And when God begins to do things in you and through you, and God begins to speak to you in ways that are below the surface and deeper in your life, people don't understand, and that's okay. Listen to this, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. But it was to us that God revealed these things by His Spirit, for His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's, here it is, deep secrets. The Spirit shows us God's deep secrets. Psalm chapter 92, verses 5 and 6. The psalmist wrote, O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22, he reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what's in the darkness, and the light dwells in him. I want to encourage you to go deeper. Go deeper in your walk with the Lord. Go deeper in your relationship with God. Go deeper in your understanding of the Scripture. Go deeper into your dreams and visions. Go deeper into the destiny and the purpose that God has prepared for you. I can tell you, as someone who seeks to go deeper, you will never, never be sorry. You will never be disappointed that you went deeper. I hope these things have, I know this is unusual compared to what I'm normally doing, but I hope these things have encouraged you, ministered to you. Maybe there are some things that I sent on the front end of the podcast that really just kind of quicken your heart and quicken your mind, and you want to go back and listen to those 22 things that I wrote down that I learned in the first two decades of my leadership experience, the lessons that I've learned. If something that I've said has touched you, ministered to you, or just encouraged you or quickened you to go deeper, let me know about it, would you? Just send me an email, reach out on Facebook or social media. I'd be glad to hear from you. Hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for tuning in today. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on any major podcast platform or Jeff's YouTube channel. For more information about this ministry, visit us at jeffwolf.org. Just released is Jeff's newest book, 10 Reasons Why. You can get it free by texting the keyword RESTORED to 833-649-1545. Message and data rates may apply. We'll see you next week. Be blessed.